Welcome to another episode of the Rise Podcast. I'm your host, Josh, and today I wanted to talk about just everyday struggles in life and what we all have to deal with and learn from. And it's tough, you know. Every day is a battle, a new battle, and it's hard to keep your, you know, head above the water, but we need to just continue to remind ourselves that, you know, there's only so much we can do. There's only so much that we can control. I mean, we can stick to our decisions and be firm, but honestly, sometimes we just need to let God, you know, be God and do the only thing that He could do, which is the supernatural, which is the miracles, not us. I wanted to just focus my message today to anybody that's discouraged or, you know, hurting or down for just, you know, in general, you know, our responsibilities, work, our personal life, marriages, you know what I mean? Any obstacle that you're facing in this season, you know, I've found myself, more healthy by focusing on my health when it comes to working out or staying active or moving and continuing to move. I see a lot of people spreading their messages online, and that's the world we live in. So I definitely want to continue encouraging you guys to fight and to not give up, you know, because it's easy to give up and fold, you know, when things get hard, when times get dark. But don't ever feel like, you know, don't ever feel ashamed of what you've done or what kind of life you've lived. You can always be redeemed, and it's not too late, you know, to turn your life around and to decide or to make decisions that, you know, can turn your life around. My testimony is something that I hold dear because it got me to this far, you know. Getting through anger problems or, you know, porn addiction since I was a kid, or just treating the people that are closest to me really bad because of my anger and rage because of how angry I was since I was a kid. That testimony, your testimony from where you were to where you are now because of like what God got you through and how he transformed you, can transform someone else. Just sharing your pain and sharing your past pain and past issues can really, you know, help people grow and give people hope. And so they know that, you know, their life isn't defined by their mistakes. You know what I mean? You can make a lot of mistakes over and over again, but that can always be redeemed as long as you stay open and say, you know what, and be honest with yourself too. Like, I made a mistake. I keep making this mistake. What can I do to grow? You know, ask yourself, what can you do to get, you know, through this, but not in your own strength, you know, relying on God and searching in here in your own heart to say, what have I been doing that's preventing me from growing? And when we do that, we put ourselves in a position where we can grow, where we can actually heal instead of saying, oh, I'll do better next time, or I'll learn from this. I'm sorry. You know, like, you can say sorry to God or sorry to yourself or people that you hurt, but the only way that you're going to heal and get forward in life, whatever you're going through, is looking inward and figuring out what's on the inside that I have that's preventing me from growing. And it's something we can all ask ourselves. What's in here from since we were a kid, or maybe, you know, recent adulthood or a trauma that is keeping you from going forward? I know my testimony can touch a lot of people, and everyone has a testimony, even if you haven't been a believer for a very long time, or even if you're still kind of unsure about believing in God, that's fine. Everybody could be an influence as long as we're open and, you know, open up our heart to, you know, to sharing. And if someone wants to kind of ask those questions too in your circle, your family member, your friends, and say, hey, how do you battle anxiety? How do you truly overcome that? Oh, I notice you're happier now, or you always have this strong spirit about you. Like how do you do it? That in those moments you can share your testimony and say, you know what? I used to be a rage monster, or in my case, I used to be addicted to porn, or I used to, you know, like whatever you go through, I used to be rude to my parents all the time, for example. But now I realize that, you know, once I get healed and once I presented that to God and said, I'm not enough, I need you, and please help me, and you seek healing, you start to see things on the inside that you didn't see before. Like, there was times where I was in such a denial and I didn't realize what I was doing and hurting myself and hurting others. And then once you accept the truth, which is not easy to do, you get to grow and you really get to see like what really is on the inside of your heart. And you're just like amazed at, as of what was hiding there for so many years. So sharing that with other people and where you've been and how you got through it can really help them turn their life around, or even at least think about it or consider it. Because it's not easy to face the truth. It's not easy to be honest with yourself. It's not. it's one of the hardest things you could do to accept that, oh, I have a, I don't know, whatever you've done. And to face those demons, to face that reality. It's scary, but it's scarier and harder to not face that and to stay living in the same cycles and the same lifestyles. That's harder to do. I just encourage you guys to think about what's in my heart or what's in my life that I notice that I'm not going forward in life, or I'm not progressing in my goals or in my growth or whatever it is that you're going through. What is in my heart that I can really learn from and grow from and break through all those chains? Because once you do that, not only are you winning in life, but you can actually help someone else with your testimony. I hope that encouraged someone today. I just wanted to share that. I had that on my mind and on my heart. Everybody's going through something in life. You never know what. So always be kind. It's hard to be patient, but when you're in the position to, just do your best to be patient, because you never know if somebody lost somebody, or they're going through a loss, or they're going through a divorce, or getting cheated on. You never really know what's going on. So I encourage you guys to look inward, be open to healing so you can get healed, and also be a testimony for others. Whatever dirt that you have, it doesn't matter. God can redeem it, and then he could use you to help someone else with your story. So thanks, guys. God bless. I hope that encouraged you guys. Take care. Peace.